If you have your Bibles, Genesis, the first chapter, we've been using the story of creation as a time of meditation before we take of the Lord's Supper and communion. The first thing that we looked at was day one, was the light. Now in Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, we'll see day 2. It says, "And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day." There are two words in the Old Testament that are used, or in the Hebrew Bible, to describe sky or heavens. Shamayin and Rakiyim are the two words. Shamayin usually is translated to heaven. Rakia usually is translated, or we see at least in the King James Version, translated in the Scriptures as firmament. See, Rakia comes from the root rak, which means to beat out into a thing of layer. So according to the Jewish Encyclopedia, the Hebrews believe this. Quoting, "The Hebrews regarded the earth as a plain or a hill, figured like a hemisphere, swimming on water. Over this arched the solid vault of heaven. To this vault are fastened the lights, the stars. So slight is the elevation that birds may rise to it and fly along its expanse. Therefore, to the Hebrews, the thought was that the earth was a hill sitting on water, and there was a water dome that covered the sky, or was a layer, a vault, above the earth." When we consider this thought, we no doubt understand that there are underneath the ground various aquifers and underground waters. In fact, many of you, depending on where you live, have tapped into these aquifers to receive your water. You have your wells. But what is this dome of water that is above? Well, in Genesis, the 7th chapter, verse 11 and following, it says, "In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights." We know the story of the flood, how man's wickedness was so great that God was going to destroy, save Noah, his wife, three sons and their wives. But the wickedness was so great of man that the water sky dome, it split. The grounds, too, split. Water came down and water burst off. It was everywhere. But why was so much water needed? Well, Peter talks about this. See, in 1 Peter 3, starting in verse 19, "After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who's gone into heaven, is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him." Hebrews 11:7 says, "By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness in keeping with that faith." We see the water was used to cleanse sin from the earth. Water was a key element in washing out sin. But we also see in the 1 Peter passage, that there's a connection between the water of washing out sin with the blood of Jesus Christ. See, it's no wonder in John 19:34 that Scripture says, When one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, it brought about a sudden flow of blood and hydor, water. See, water is a key element in the cleansing. Whether it was the Levites with the laver, or the baptism that John spoke about, which was for repentance and forgiveness. So as we come together, we think about day two, the water in creation. Let us also remember the correlation of water with the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the water led us to the blood, which led us to redemption. And redemption is why we're here. Because we partake of the body and the blood to remember the redeeming, saving grace of Jesus Christ and the cleansing of our sin. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. We pray for your mercy and grace, Lord God. As we consider in day two, the creation of the heavens and the firmament and the water, Lord God, we're here because the water was not just the removal of dirt, but it was the pledging of a clear conscience. As Paul states in Romans, it was a death. It was a resurrection. It's where we came into contact and were put into Christ so that we can be redeemed. So as we remember, Lord God, the sacrifice of Christ, we pray that we remember our redemption, the cleansing of our sin, to make us righteous. We praise you and thank you. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.